WHYY News, I'm Matt Gillum. Vineland residents say they're furious after a local planning board made way for a 300-megawatt data center to expand with a new energy plan. The data center is being developed as part of a $17 billion deal with Microsoft. The board approved the plan to build Bloom Energy fuel cell units to convert natural gas into electricity. A liquefied natural gas storage tank was also approved as a backup source of energy. Resident Chris Rhodes Fiocchi says she doesn't trust the developer, Data One.
This power that they're trying to put in, we don't know anything about it. Excuse me if I don't believe you when you tell me it's perfectly safe. I've been around for 60 years. I've seen all the lies.
During the six-hour hearing, dozens of residents voiced concerns about the safety of storing liquefied natural gas, the facility's carbon emissions, and the large amount of water required for cooling the facility. It's not clear what further permits the data center would need from state environmental regulators to operate the fuel cells and the LNG tank. A prototype hybrid electric plane that can land and take off from an ultra-short runway made a test flight from Philadelphia's Tioga Marine Terminal yesterday. Local politicians and members of the business community who watched the flight say they're looking forward to seeing Philly eventually become home to facilities that service next-gen aircraft and create jobs. Max Tuttleman is CEO of Land, which aims to develop runways and hangars for the small planes.
Philadelphia in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania can be one of the first beneficiaries of this type of technology. Areas for these aircraft to land, recharge, hangar facilities, the electric infrastructure behind those types of facilities, terminal facilities.
The plane is manufactured by Electra, a Virginia company. They're hoping to begin selling a larger model for commercial flights in 2030. Patchy clouds out there on this Tuesday afternoon. Right now, 85 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. Clouds linger for the rest of the afternoon, but by later on tonight, we should see mostly clear skies with temperatures in the overnight hours getting into the low 70s.